And thank you so much, Ambassador. Again, thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julia Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. I thank you so very much for such a wondrous and warm introduction. God bless you. We are, as I said a moment ago, we are about one platform, and that is to give God praise. This is the new awakening, y'all. Tell people we're in the new awakening. In 1740s, Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening. We're in the new awakening. It was a spiritual move. It's a spiritual move now. It is a shift in Christendom for centuries, for eras, for decades. And, oh, my God, for so long, people approach God with the Lord, I want this, do this, do this, do this. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Give me this, give me that. And now we have shifted it from the give me to the thank you approach to God. We're thanking him for everything. Oh, my God. For our heart beating 1,000 times or more a night. Not only that, we're thanking him for letting our eyelids close. We're thanking him for waking us up this morning, for starting us on our way. So many things and so much we have to thank God for. It is a wondrous time just to give him glory and to give him praise and to give him adoration. My. I just want to do like we normally do. And the reason why I do everything repeatedly, things are different. My prayers are different. Many times the approach is the same, but the things I do are different. But I believe that God is a God of repetition.
I'm going to whoop you and I'm not playing. Go in that room.
Check out the Old Testament and you'll find out that God did things over and over again. He loves us. He forgives us over and over and over again. He loves us over and over again. Despite our eccentricities, he's just there for us over and over again. He makes a way for us over and over again. All those things. He's a God of repetition. So we want to thank him over and over and over again. Between last night and tonight, he's already done so many things for you, you couldn't possibly thank him enough. If we thank him, as we will thank him 1,000 times, it's just not even scratching the surface of what he did between last night and right now. Amen. If you really study God, you'll know that what I'm saying is truth. He's done so much for us that we just can't tell it all. All right, why don't we just go to God in prayer tonight and thank him over and over again. I had someone put on Facebook, it doesn't take, 40 and 50 thank yous, thank yous, thank yous to get the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't know what it takes to get the Holy Ghost on thank yous, but whatever it takes, I'm willing to give it to him. Amen. Whether it takes 40 or 50 or 100 or 1,000, I'm willing to give him his just due, his praise. And you'll find out one thing, that when you get to the point where you give God his just due, then he'll allow your just due to come. Yeah, he just did two spectacular things for me. I keep telling you about it, but I'm using myself as an example. He let one of my spiritual sons write his dissertation on me. If you don't know about dissertations, then you don't know how huge that is. That's never done before in the history of gospel music. No artist, as I know of, and anybody else knows of, has ever had a dissertation done on them. But this young man wrote his doctoral dissertation, graduating from KU University, one of the top universities in the world. And he wrote his doctoral dissertation on yours truly. Well, I gave God his just due. Yeah, I give him his just due. If you learn to give him his just due, oh, he'll bless you. Listen. And then they flew in from Canada and did a documentary on me. How did it happen? I gave God his just due. See, God is a jealous God. When you take his glory, things that he does for you, and you act like it ain't nothing, and maybe say make it look like you did it. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. You didn't start yourself on your way. You didn't give you eyes to see. Taking that for granted. You didn't give you ears to hear. You didn't give you legs to walk, nor mouth to talk. You didn't let your heart beat over 1,000 times last night. So many things I can just go on and on. See, you've got to give him his just due. And that's what we're trying to do on this line. If you haven't understood it, just say this is the just due line. What do you mean just due? We're trying to give God his just due for all the things he's done. We can't even give him his just due because it's not enough if we thank him 1,000 times, but we're trying. Amen. Amen. We're trying. Amen. So I'm going to ask you to make a request unto God. We believe in the Bible, fervently believe in the Bible. And the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Amen. Make your request known unto him and he'll bring it to pass. So we will allow you to make your request known, but we're not give me people. Just make your one request known unto the Lord and then let's thank him like it's already done. Yeah. I'm going to give you a little music while you make your request known. Amen. And be back in about 20 seconds. God bless you. God bless you. I hope you had time to make your request known. Now, here's the thing about it. Faith is not thanking him after you find out it's happened. Faith is thanking God in advance and showing that you believe him for what you're asking for. Amen. Let me pray, and then at the end, we're going to go to thanking God, and I'll name many things I'm going to thank him for. Heavenly Father, thank you for being in the room. I feel your presence. Thank you for every person on this block line, all overseas, everywhere, all in America, everywhere. And I'm asking you to look on their request, Lord. And may I ask you, if you would have mercy on them and grant them favor and have compassion on them and bring their request to pass. Look on the people who are taking time out for you. Those who don't have time for you, I understand. But look on the people who are taking time out of their schedule to give you glory and to give you veneration and to give you praise. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. Bless these requests, Lord, and give them an ultra awesome miracle. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And God, we're not going to wait till the battle's over to begin to thank you. We just believe you and believe your word. If any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for you of the Father. We just believe your word in the name of Jesus. That's why we thank you in advance, Lord, because we believe your word. Help me thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A few lines are open for you to help us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for our heart beating.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.